You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We started the first workshop, Parashat Shiranim, as we went through Shabbat, Parashat Shiranim, before Chodesh Adar, and why we have such a halakha that before we start month of Adar, we have to know Parashat Shiranim, that's brought in Parashat Ki Tisa. So one of the reason is that at the time of Shabbat Shalom, as everyone gave donation for Mishkan and Korbanot, and the socket for the Adanim, for the poles. So now we observe this mitzvah because we are awaiting that very soon the Beit HaMikdash is going to come back to the session.
Amen.
I'm going to be in Korbanot, and the Kohanim, they start their Avodah B'zad Hashem soon.
Amen.
And the other reason is that when month of Adar starts, so we announce about two matters. One is that everyone has to bring Shiradim. So one idea is over 20 years old, because that's how they were counted. And the other suggestion is over 13. And the other idea is that for each member of the family, you give the half of shekel. Or if it's not possible, one can give one half of shekel, that we call it zecher, lama chasita shekel, is a remembrance of the half of shekel for the whole family. So we would announce for shekalim and kilayim. The kilayim, that means that the way that we are commanded, like the way we plant the trees, that how it should be, that should not be two kinds. So that's another halakha that was announced to remind them. And the other reason is that Ribono Shel Olam, at the time of Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, that when he requested that they should bring half of the shekel, his intention was that he predicted that Haman one day is going to offer bribe to Ahasuerus. So Ribono Shel Olam asked Am Yisrael to give the half of the shekel that would cancel out what Haman is going to offer Ahasuerus, as we read in the Megillah very soon. So here we learn, what do we learn?
Watching
all of us, all the time. No, that we
know. The remedy is already there before the problem comes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So that means one little mitzvah, even that is designated, that Gezerah is going to come about, but by one little mitzvah, by listening one divrei Torah and not leaving, and doing a little mitzvah, you can cancel many gezerot to come.
Amen.
It's an amazing thing. Because Ribono Shel Olam, here, he knows that such a thing is going to happen. When? Thousands of years later. In time of Ahasuerus and Haman, but Hashem, with his great mercy, he prevented that such a thing would take place. How? That we do the mitzvah, and then when Haman was bribing Ahasuerus, so then it didn't go through. Why? Because we proceeded the mitzvah. Do you recall any other examples? Anything else you remember? Similar? Very similar case?
We have to have a lot of olive oil.
It says, "Vashkem Bilam Baborer." Yechavoshet Chamuro. So Yibonu Sholem said that Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom has preceded you, because at the time of the Agada, it says, "Vashkem Avraham Baborer." So he got up early in the morning to bring a sacrifice and to bring his son as a sacrifice. So now we see later on when Bilam was planning the Chas V'Shalom to harm Am Yisrael, so also he got up early in the morning. But here we see the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, you cannot do anything to them. Why? Because they already had a grandfather who got up early in the morning to do my will. You know what that is? So that means if Avraham Avinu would not get up early in the morning to do the will of Hashem, Bilam, Chas V'Shalom. See what that is? One time getting up early, they can save millions of people.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.